Welcome to Extra Credit, the animal soccer world of podcasts. The snakes in the ball pit tonight are Argyle Funk.
I have a very short question. Is it bad to force before bed and when you're very tired?
Ash 2.
That feeling when post-boyfriend won't marry you because he's only 16.
Detective Slowpoke.
I am the Topo Wizard.
Positronic.
Then, the naughty old snake ravished me. At first it was super scary, and then I started to sort of enjoy myself. The snake turned out to kind of just want to play with me, which was very pleasurable.
Fucking Christ. And Amelia Plank. Why you ain't get nothing? Extra credit.
Hey, Amelia.
Hello.
Hi.
How is everyone?
Stress for some reason.
You know.
Well,
some reason that's unknown to
I could
listener.
Use more friends.
Oh, that's so hard to hear that.
Yeah, it really is. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're asocial and a completely horrible person. That's why you have to go to topo.info. Yay!
Yay! Yes.
Yay? This seems kind of sudden.
Yeah, you're going to topo.info.
Well, by more friends, I meant more anime friends.
That's good.
Well, that's implied usually, yeah.
Yeah, you can make all of your anime friends come to life.
Yeah.
Yes.
And as horrifying as that is, apparently some people find it comforting. Positronic, you made this, Doc. Why don't you go ahead and give us a little tour here.
All right. So, tulpas are apparently something from Buddhist mythicism, and it's supposed to be how you can practice your spiritual discipline, but of course the internet is like, hey, let's use this to make our anime girlfriends real, which...
As one does.
Yeah, so... We should...
Why don't you give us what tulpa.info thinks a tulpa is?
All right, so we mean to read what is a tulpa from wiki.tulpa.info? A tulpa is a consciousness parallel to your own that is self-aware, can think, has free will, has memory, and can have appearance they self-identify with. They are independent of their...
I like the logo because it looks like it says fulpa.
It does. It kind of looks like a pogo stick.
It looks like what I used to do back in high school when I was trying to cheat in true and false questions. I would just put T and make it look like an F, so that way it's like...
It does. Alright. They are independent of their creator's consciousness, but share the same body and sometimes some parts of the mind. A tulpa's personality is a product of the unconscious mind. Your consciously chosen traits... and the emergent consciousness of the tulpa itself. It is developed through interactions and conversations with the tulpa, and through personality work, which can have many forms. A tulpa is not a personification of your subconscious. They are their own consciousness.
So that means they can, you know, make decisions apart from you, they can leave you at any time, right?
Yes.
Good.
A tulpa can think on their own, has their own decision-making skills, their own preferences, opinions, and tastes.
Well, if they have anything in common with whoever's making it, they don't have very good decision-making skills.
Yeah, but they have their own tastes, so if you're eating something your tulpa hates, they can throw it out of your mouth and be like, "No, I hate beef jerky!
I want the chocolate pocky!"
And all of these can be distinct from your own, no matter how similar or dissimilar they may be. They are able to talk and function on their own. They exist within the mind, and thus can easily interact directly with other consciousnesses in the same mind, such as their creator and any other tulpa occupying the same body.
Oh, good. At least they don't just have to talk to me all the time.
Yeah, they can talk to your other imaginary friends. There are a number of ways a tulpa can interact with someone or something outside of the body. For example, a host can relay what their tulpa says, or can allow the tulpa to control the body directly.
Oh yeah, do that a lot.
Yep, just let your tulpa take control.
I didn't mean to slap you, my tulpa made me.
Don't talk to me right now, I'm Sasuke.
A tulpa's form is an imagined body existing in mental space.
As opposed to what, an imagined body existing in physical space?
Yes.
Huh.
Exactly, or in existing in outer space, which they associate with as an extension of themselves. This form can be chosen during the creation of the tulpa, or can emerge naturally from their personality or the subconscious. A tulpa often self-identifies with their form, but may change it if they desire. These changes may or may not be more drastic than simple alterations, and may include total transformations of appearance. The form can act as a reference point for interacting with a tulpa, and allows for methods of visual communication and expression, such as body language. The form is initially seen in the mind's eye or in daydreams, but can be made externally visible to the host as a controlled hallucination. In conclusion, a tulpa is first and foremost a conscious mind that often identifies with a form created by an individual as a mental companion. There are many reasons for doing this, some of which are mentioned in the FAQ. Yep. So yeah. It's like being a multiple, except by choice.
as opposed to...
Oh, because that's not by choice.
No, obviously not. That's...
I mean, I don't have any questions, because this all makes sense to me, so...
Well, Matt, well, we have a glossary.
No.
well, Argyle.
Yes?
Why don't you go through the glossary here and just hit some of the words that stick out to you?
Okay.
Oh, God.
I need a minute.
The one that pops out to me is the first one, which is Tulpamancer.
Wait, you mean creator, host, or Tulpamancer?
Or Tulpamancer.
Yes.
That's my favorite 5th edition.
The Tulpamancer is the individual who has created and is responsible for the tulpa or tulpas. Some people have preferences on which they prefer to use, but all are synonyms.
The one that sticks out to me is forcing, because, you know, self-preservation.
Yeah.
Now, dissipation is the process of a mind fading from existence, becoming less distinct and sentient over time. It sometimes happens to young tulpe, starved of attention or stimuli. So if you start to neglect your tulpa, they might just out of existence.
Yep.
Huh. Like a Tamagotchi?
Like one of the pets.
They'll just shit themselves to death.
PETZ games.
Forcing.
Tell us about forcing.
Is any act relating to the host focusing on, developing, speaking with, etc., the tulpa. Active forcing.
That's a great sentence.
Yeah.
Active forcing is often a dedicated span of time used to focus solely on the tulpa while the host generally tries to avoid any possible distractions. But passive forcing is when the host does something with the tulpa while not focusing solely on them. A host talking to their tulpa while they are at work or in school doing something else is a good example of passive forcing.
I thought passive forcing was when you tried to get the light bulb out of your ass.
oh no!
Personal experience?
Is that what your tulpa is?
Yes.
Now metaphysics. Now we're getting real deep into physics here. In relation to tulpas, it's the school of thought that suggests that tulpas are supernatural or paranormal beings brought about by means beyond modern science.
So, magic.
No, it's like science, but we don't understand it yet.
So, science?
Well, you have to become a tulpologist.
Mind voice is the internal voice created by a tulpa or a host, which can be heard when a host and a tulpa talk together. But it is not to be confused with voices heard as external auditory hallucinations.
Because that's silly.
What's parallel processing?
Parallel processing, I have that in my computer. It has two cores and it can split the work. Anyways, it's when the tulpa...
Are you using that Busco quaternary computer I heard so much about?
Parallel processing is when the tulpa can focus and work on something completely different from what the host is focusing on. Parroting or puppeting is when a host consciously and purposefully controls the tulpa's actions, Parroting generally refers to controlling their speech, while puppeting generally refers to controlling their movement, but the terms are sometimes used interchangeably, because...
What happens if your tulpa is a parrot?
That raises more terrible questions.
Yeah.
What you're into.
Proxying is communicating on behalf of a tulpa, relaying what the tulpa says to facilitate communication, usually in writing, but can also be in speech.
Sakura doesn't like you.
No, you would write that down.
Just letting you know.
Let me out! Let me out!
I don't know. I carry around a whiteboard at all times, so that everybody can know what Rainbow Dash in my head thinks about them.
What, your tulpa is Rainbow Dash 2?
No. Mine is Rainbow Dash from Gen 1.
Tulpa, fight! Tulpa, fight!
My tulpa's breasts are bigger than yours!
My tulpa is a pair of breasts.
We already asked what a tulpa is, but let's learn it again. A tulpa is a conscious mind that is not the first mind to come into existence in their brain, often created intentionally by their host. For more information, see What is a Tulpa?
Can you describe what switching is?
Oh yes, of course. Switching is when you let the tulpa take full control of the body while the host enters a tulpa-like state.
Tulpa-like state.
Now, assuming what I was saying earlier is correct and they have a mind of their own, imagine how horrifying it would be if, like, oh, my tulpa, here, control my body. Give it back. Give my body back. No.
A freakazoid, take over my body.
It's time for
Wonderland, Mindscape, or Dreamscape is a mental environment where the host and tulpa can interact.
A.K.A. dreaming.
Yeah, basically.
No, it's a mindscape.
Or a dreamscape.
Or a wonderland.
My tulpa is a wonderland.
Okay, now I hope all of you were paying very close attention because there will be a quiz. There will be a quiz later. It is not multiple choice. It's fill in the blank.
Oh, god damn it.
That's slow.
Oh, no.
Why don't you tell us about the method for a huggable tulpa?
Okay. Hi, my name's QB2, and here's how you get a huggable tulpa.
I think that means you're your second string quarterback?
The second
QB. Yeah, probably.
Madoka Magica.
Let me just get a fresh Mountain Dew here so I can read this to you.
What Mountain Dew do you mean, Smirnoff?
No, it's not even Mountain Dew. It's soda, but it's not even Mountain Dew.
Like
I just
a store brand?
Just Mountain Dew.
So does anybody want to join my Tulpa Fantasy League?
Yeah.
You know, we have that slick Mountain Dew sponsorship, so we gotta get the name in there.
Don't tell them. Anyways, I see the journey of a tulpa from birth to adulthood as just that. They are growing up by learning from their experiences. When they see the world shapes... Wow, I don't know how to read. What they see in the world shapes them into what they are and what they want to be. It gives them something to work with. If your tulpa lived in a plain white box, I do not believe you'd make much progress with them. At least, not without pulling some strings.
What if my tulpa is one of the guns from the Matrix?
What if my tulpa is a puppet? I need to pull strings then. They need to experience life, experience everything, in every way.
My tulpa's gotta fuck!
So is Pinocchio the first example of a tulpa? Discuss!
Yeah, I guess he kind of is. But is he Geppetto's tulpa or the Blue Fairy's tulpa?
Was the Blue Fairy a tulpa?
The next 3 hours will be discussion of this.
Who's tulpa in Pinocchio?
This works both ways, in that you must put just as much time, effort, and thoroughness into experiencing your tulpa. So basically it's telling me that it wants me to raise a child.
Yep.
An imaginary
Your
magic
imaginary
brain child.
Best anime friend.
Cutting to the chase. I want you to see your tulpa sitting on a chair. They exist there. And nowhere else. What's sitting there is them, and the rest of the scene is perfectly fine with that, down to the shadows.
Hey, I'm one of the shadows, and I fucking hate this tulpa.
Now, for an example, you may sit very close, nose to nose. In fact, focus.
Space.
Maybe kiss
focus on what that feels like. You can feel the proximity. You can feel their breath. You can smell them. You can see that they're close. They're so close that they're taking up your vision and perhaps blurring it a bit from being too close.
Oh man, I shouldn't have picked the Toxic Avenger.
Feel all of that. See all of it. It's happening. Focus on feeling it. bring back a memory, paint it in your mind, simulate it any way you can, and just know for all the world that there is, that is what you are feeling this very instant. You impose that knowledge directly into the senses.
If necessary, start from the simplest sensation and work your way up. Poke your tulpa with a single fingertip.
Gently.
Whatever the texture, be it skin, fur, or cloth. We'll say skin.
It's fucking fur. Like, it's gonna be fur.
You've probably felt it before. Feel it now. Simple. Just point and think. Know that your fingertip is experiencing the same as it always does when it pokes this sort of thing.
Poke your fingertip
is touching skin. Focus everything you can on that being the truth. Focus on the fingertip itself as well. The key is interaction. Along with a large portion of forcing yourself to believe something that you have no immediate reason to, much like the tulpa process as a whole. For visualization, you see every part. For this, you feel every part. So yes, after enough work on these sessions, you will basically be spending them feeling up every inch of your tulpa's body in every way.
Oh. I shouldn't have picked Muk from Pokemon.
Man, your tulpa choices are really bad.
Is it the rainbow Muk?
Oh, the Alola Muk.
I don't blame you.
It's a rainbow Muk.
Feel your fingers across fingers.
They're both probably pretty cuddly. Both versions of Muk.
We already know this tulpa doesn't have fingers.
Feel their hooves against your
fingers. Feel their fingers against your fingers. Run your hand down their back. Feel the little spaces in between their toes, etc.
And as you do this.
Gross.
Oh my god, this is amazing. As you do this, practice the ancient art of the hover hand.
Oh, this comic book adventure has finally paid off.
Oh my. Until you are conditioned to never press any further than the constraints of the tulpa's form, even if you're performing this casually, awkwardly, and or from a weird angle.
Let's face it, it's going to be awkward.
Horses aren't good at sitting on chairs.
It'd be weird and awkward even around your imaginary fuck pony.
Take note of the little things, like how their hair fur lays, and therefore how it reaches from being fluffed around in every direction. Remember exactly how every part of this feels. Sniff them. Lick them. Ew. The same principles apply here too.
How
smell
do they
is
taste?
A sense. In that every
tastes terrible.
Man, I'm really regretting choosing Rainbow Dash wearing a diaper.
Oh,
this is
no.
not a good choice.
Off the podcast.
So that's how
off
your Rainbow Dash is different from mine.
I thought everyone's was the same, but whatever. Smell is a sense that is very strongly linked with recalling memories. Citation needed.
Did he add that?
Yes, he added
so
that.
So possible. So possible, work with this sense as early as you can. That's basically it. There's definitely other ways, but it's what we did. And the results are amazing. There are a few things that beat a warm, soft, QB hug.
Oh, come here, friend Tarkenden. Well, I am False Triangle. Quick question? What if I suffer from a lack of smell? Anosmia? I worry that I may never be able to describe a tulpa what something smells like or what she smells like either. Sad face.
It's even worse, because apparently my tulpa was from Homestuck. If you've gone your whole life without smell, I imagine you have difficulty there. But I am the opposite of an expert. I really don't know anything about that condition. Maybe you can give her some sort of abstract sense of smell, like smelling colors. Of course, smell is not really needed. I'll just skip it in your case.
Hi, my name is Eretz. So, when I sit in force blindfolded, I always imagine Samantha just in my face. So close that the barrier between being able to feel her face and mine can't get closer. I'm always paranoid that It's porist, girl. It's always ready to get me when I'm blindfolded. So I tried to use this to my advantage. Hopefully I will get well enough to smell. And Sam loves hugs! Smiley face.
My tulpa is an ex-porist girl. She's just trying to get you into a hug.
What's the next good one?
Oh, there's Cruz. comment by Cruz. Okay.
Oh, Cruz.
Poked Aegis. He slapped my head. I punched him in the guts. He jumped and mounted me and started punching me. Kicked him off. He shot me in the legs.
Oh, no, he didn't. He didn't start. He didn't start punching.
And
start punching
me. Kicked him off. He shot me in the legs. All done with open eyes visualization. Way to go for a huggable tulpa. And Aegis says, "What? You got a problem with that?"
Nothing personal, kid.
Aegis is his tulpa.
According to his little closing thing there, Aegis is a male cyborg that looks like Raiden in Metal Gear.
Oh, he does apparently look like Raiden in Metal Gear Rising. He looks like Raiden, but he'll fuck me.
Nice. should we do the tulpa did something that shocked me? Is that a good one?
Yes, that is. And how about you take that, Amelia?
Okay. I'm Naruku Ryuichi.
Naruko Ryuichi.
Ryuichi. I have 7 posts. And I joined last December. Oh, the December before last, I guess. Sentience. My tulpa did something that shocked me. Alright, so, I created my tulpa 2 days ago. Her name's Naruku. Long story short, the name is based on an anime.
Don't say.
Duh. And I have been working on her personality through parroting and puppeting. I've somehow made marionettes more creepy. I'm always worried about her, and I wanted to... These 2 days have been nerve-wracking. And I wanted to watch anime, but I couldn't because I'm just worried about her. It's ruining my life! So I told her I wouldn't give up, and I'll help you. So today, I went to the Wonderland. I talked to her, and I'm still puppeting and parroting. My hands are around her shoulders, and she was slouching against me. I told her what I liked and disliked about people and my hobbies.
I like anime, and I don't like it when people laugh when I say I like anime. Do you like that, Naruko? I hope you do. I'm single, by the way. I'm single, Naruko.
And then halfway through, she changed and sit on my legs and hugged me. I was shocked, TBH. And I can assure you that that wasn't my doing. OFC, I'm the shy type of person, so I blush and shuddered.
I'm an anime.
I'm an introvert.
So I run around the house just like shutting all the windows.
Yes.
I closed all the Venetian blinds.
Got off my camera.
And when I'm done, oh god, I look at her bed, which is behind. And when she had her own bed.
Yeah, in the Wonderland.
Oh right. And when I turned. She kissed my lips. I pulled out immediately.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, dear.
We missed a step there, I think.
This escalated.
I pulled out immediately. I was like, "What? WTF, 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 WTF. And I'm not doing, she just did it. And I just tucked her into her bed and summon warm milk and mineral water in case she needs it.
I knew it. They are wizards. Kissed...
Anything's possible in dreamland. And I kissed her cheeks. I don't create her to be my girlfriend. I created her so that I have a close friend who understands me and won't betray
me. Holy shit, he friend-zoned himself with his own tulpa.
I created a tulpa so they wouldn't betray me to the master. And when I'm about to leave, she held my head and pulled it towards her lips, resulting in a kiss. Which I got really embarrassed to the point that my face is red and I just pulled out.
Again?
Stop saying that. And I was blushing really, really badly. I looked at her and she was smiling like those smile where they close their eyes and smile.
She did an anime smile.
Yeah, an anime.
Those sort of smiles. I just said, I trust you and I believe you. Then I just immediately exit the Wonderland. I'm not sure if it's me who is puppeting her. Pretty darn sure I wasn't. Or if she is becoming sentient.
She's learning. You have to shut it down.
No! I spent years on this research.
You have to kill your waifu.
She's not a waifu. I created her to be a friend who wouldn't betray me.
She's a friend-fu.
She's a friend-do. I mean, I created her only 2 days ago. There is no way she could become sentient that fast. I know it's Age of Ultron. To cut short, she kissed me twice and sat on my legs and hugged me at her own will, which I didn't expect.
I didn't think she would hug me of her own will.
I'm just wondering if it's really her becoming sentient or if I'm just puppeting her. But she doesn't seem to be able to communicate at all, or maybe I didn't notice, but so far, she's sort of able to communicate through actions.
I'm wondering if this isn't actually a tulpa, and this is somebody he, like, kidnapped and put in his dungeon basement.
Which he calls his Wonderland?
Yeah.
And I think that's the next Rob Zombie movie.
They hugged me of their own will!
And by hugged, it was kind of around my neck!
Ashtu, why don't you be nun from hell?
Alright, so I'm nun from hell. You're probably dealing with the first signs of sentience. There is no real reason why she shouldn't be able to do something so fast. If you don't actively puppeted her, you should assume that it was really her. People around here tend to say that there is no such thing as accidentally puppeting or parroting. Of course, it could have been an intrusive thought of yours. But there's no real way to tell the difference for now. About communication. Well, yeah. Communication is a complex matter. It isn't surprising that she can't communicate using words that early. But that doesn't mean that she isn't trying to. You will probably experience similar things regarding her vocality later. You will feel like you was the one parroting her. And you will know a split second before your topa is going to say something. What she is going to tell. This is pretty common because her thoughts are still very similar to your own, and your brain can't tell a difference. It will take some time before it gets more distinct. Also, you could accidentally silence her when you try to listen to her by actively trying not to parrot her. Generally, I advise to focus on your topa as a whole, her character, her essence, her scent, instead of waiting for words to come up to get better results regarding vocality.
Who's your topa?
My topa is Alice, a realistic humanoid/demonic creation.
So, another anime.
Odds are pretty good, yeah.
And apparently she may or may not talk here, depends on her.
She may or may not talk here, depending on her.
I'm Naruku Ryuichi again. Wait, what? So she's already becoming sentient? Well, I did remember me saying that I'll be really busy starting from next week because of school, and I'm preparing for college, and I'm trying my best to help you, IDK, if that's what made her become sentient that fast. But I always parrot and puppet her, if you know what I mean, and occasionally letting her try to communicate it with me by just focusing on her. IDK, man. She does seem like she is limited, even through actions. I'm not sure if that's my fault or for not forcing her personality properly, or she's still trying.
Is it my fault that Ellen beat her enough?
Oh, so I think Nun from Hell has been banned, because if you look at that little yellow man, it says that he's they are away.
It just says
reason I'm gone. Deal with it. Returns on 12/31/9999. Also, they've spent a lot of time online.
They got dissipated.
Positronic, do you want to be Vix?
Yeah, I'll be Vix.
Hey, I'm Vix. I have no way of knowing if you were parrying or puppeting, but my first tulpa gave me a hug a few days into the process as well. He would also smile often. He wasn't vocal at the time either. I think sentience begins pretty early, but it's more like a child's mind early on in the process.
Ugh.
I would say don't read into it too much. It just keeps up the forcing and see if it happens again.
Keep forcing also, yourself on them.
Keep forcing a child. Yeah, keep forcing a child-minded individual.
It's like forcing a kidney stone. Also, if you note how it feels slash what you're thinking when you are puppeting slash parroting and what you think she acted on her own, you will notice subtle differences that will help you distinguish whether you are doing it or she is. I'm unregistered.
Yeah, I'll try. But now, while reading the forum, I heard a very, very soft and high-pitched sound coming from behind. Oh no, the anime's in the house.
No, it might be a smoke detector.
I couldn't understand it because it was too fast, and then I'm scared because it's freaking 2:27 a.m. here. Yes, I know exactly what I was doing at 2:27 a.m. on December 29th, 2015. BTW, my mind is on reading the forum, and that sound came unexpectedly.
Ooh, I want to take Mist God when we get there.
Yes, Mist God is amazing. And I have a lot of him on this dock, so.
So, Numb for Hell comes back.
Alright, so, this is Numb from Hell yet. So, yeah, sentience does start very early, in my experience as well. Alice developed pretty unusual in certain matters, if you ask me. And she is still kind of limited on complex discussions, which is mainly me being in her way. If you parrot and puppet your topo a lot, it could already be enough to trigger a sentence in her. My topo surprised me with high-level touch imposition after a week or two. I could literally feel her crawling up my bed a while after I asked her to lay down next to me. I am sure you understand how creepy it is if you're alone in a room and suddenly something invisible moves inside your bed without you expecting it. Also, she touched my butt out of nowhere. She wasn't even close to be vocal at that point, since I followed a strict no-parroting route.
That's the new game plus style type of making.
Yep.
I thought it was a new Google Maps sort of system. You avoid.
It's like a Nuzlocke challenge. Strictly no parroting.
You have to catch the first tulpa you see in each area. Yep.
And if your tulpa like stops becoming sentient, you just have to kill it right there.
Oh. Now you could ask your tulpa to surprise you when you're not expecting it. Maybe you'll get some nice results out of it. Mm-hmm.
But I'm a pussy, LOL.
You said it, not me.
The slightest movement or voice, I'll freak out. And I realized I have made a mistake, which I didn't meditate before forcing, which makes the forcing experience for me fuzzy, hard to focus, and I can't force for too long, max 15 minutes before I start losing focus. But I'll meditate before my forcing begins. Hopefully it will be better. And I can't force at this time. I can't concentrate. Random stuff appears and that I puppet my tulpa for no reason. It's like fighting for a remote TV controller. I love my remote TV controller.
That's just what he calls his mom.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, here it goes. My name's Mist God.
Oh, wait, who are you? Yeah. Who are you?
I am Mist God, the extraordinary wizard.
Except you're not Mist God because your name is crossed out.
Go to my profile. I am in fact Mist God.
How many posts do you have?
1,600. Oh wait, whoops! I combined numbers. 1,225. That comes.
When did you join?
About 7 months ago.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Oh, hey, how would you describe your avatar?
See, this is weird. It says he joined in June of 2016, but this post was made on December 29th of 2015. Yep.
Yeah,
we have a lot of info about Mist God.
I was going to say, if you go into his profile, it explains that the count has been brought back from the dead.
Oh, maybe he was... Oh, is this all...
We'll get into this. Okay, it's later in the doc.
Okay,
Do you want me to read his bio, or are we going to save that for later, too?
I think we can save that for later, because like I said, he's all over this forum, so we can just kind of ease into how, I don't want to say crazy,
unusual.
Off-kilter he is.
Okay.
Anyway, Miss God, what do you have to say?
Well, like I said, my name is Miss God. Here it goes. Understand that before I write this, my views about topomancy are not in the majority. If you consider your topa sentient to be actually independent consciousness, then just a couple of days would seem to be extraordinary quick topa creation. And on the sixth day, something something topa. That joke fell apart.
I was thinking more like it was like a creature creator.
If you were to agree with me that the tulpas are a mental figment of or a daydream on autopilot, then it wouldn't be as hard to explain this sort of experience for someone with an active and vivid imagination. If you consider your tulpa to be truly sentient, then I am ready to as well. Or that I am willing to acknowledge that she is sentient and that is all that matters. What I am saying is that in the case of my own thought form, Melian, I consider her imaginary and advanced daydreaming. She seems to act on her own, but that is a figment created by my mind through practice and concentration and a lot of talent in visualizing and imagining. Boop. It took me a lot longer than a few days to create melanin, however. Melian. I'm going to say melanin because that's even... just the concept of, you know, skin pigment.
Yes, it took him a few days to create skin pigment.
Okay, so I hope I'm not going to spoil it.
Don't spoil it.
Literally, it took years of daydreaming about her for her to start seeming like to be acting on her own. No, I still consider melanin a form of sentience, imaginary sentience, borrowed from myself. That's a weird way to look at it, but I like to talk to new people to give them something else to think about.
Also, did you see that homeless man just came up to us and like started talking about his imaginary girlfriend?
Also, melanin might be different from other tulpas. Tulpas may be independent consciousness when melanin is a tad advanced daydreaming. God.
My tulpa's different than your tulpa.
Yep.
His entire post is just, my tulpa is daydreaming and not an actual tulpa. Guys, I'm normal.
Yep, my tulpa is more special than yours. Melanin is the best.
In fact, to be very honest, I'm beginning to suspect something like this could be possible. It doesn't diminish her in my mind to something less than a tulpa. She's just another type of thought form based on daydreaming. I am still trying to figure it all out.
We all
Baby,
are, man.
You're not less special to me just because you're less than a tulpa. Don't say that.
I present this information to you so that you may have others things to consider, not to create doubt or discourage you from creating a tulpa. Once again, I'm Miss God, the Extraordinary Wizard.
Yay!
So this guy just comes into this forum and starts talking about himself. Is that going to be his thing?
Yep. do we want to get to more Miss God now?
Yes.
Because, alright, he's got an intro on this forum. So I'll post that here. Jetflow, do you want to continue to be the voice of Miss God?
I might as well. All right. I like the mod note.
Yeah.
Mod note. A good number of Miss God's threads have been merged into this one because of how bloggy they were. This includes many of the announcements that he's made about his status on the forums, some of the lists that they've made, etc. Also...
Oh my god, look at that drawing!
That's Melian!
That does not look like a living thought form.
Fuck.
Oh my god, what's wrong with her legs?
She really has to pee. That needs to be part of the...
Okay, Dr. A, that's going to be the cover image.
That's... In one way or another, this will be on a show page. Don't worry, I'll be sure of it. If I have to suffer, we all have to suffer.
I am Miss God, the Extraordinary Wizard. And welcome to the Miss God Melanin Megathread. This is a monster thread that is consolidation of a lot of rambling stuff of threads Melanin and I created.
Monster roar.
Miss God.
Melon. Well, yes?
Oh, can I just ask if you can read the poll at the top of your page?
Oh, of course. Poll. I want to give a hug to Melanin, that groovy guru. Outside the lounge, she's all professionalism with her scientific spectacles and lab coat.
Hugs, sillies, and lovies are for the lounge.
Not seen in the picture.
And then your choices are a hug for Melanin, the goddess guru of grooviness, and I am a minion of Melanin, the groovy guru.
You must pick one.
No, you can't assassinate Melanin.
We need to look at the show results for this. 100% are a hug for her, and she zero are minions.
How many voted?
Four. I have a feeling that they were all Mist God.
No, one was Melanin.
And one was a dragon butterfly thing.
Actually, one was me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, damn, I can't vote if I don't have an account. Fuck.
I like how this has went from her actual name to now we're just calling her Melanin. Anyways, back where we were. It's a sort of an archive of a journey we made. The way we figure things out is by doing contemplative writing and then getting through thoughtful responses. After finishing this thread, we started a new blog thread in the lounge called Living Imagination. Note. Some of the opinions and beliefs Melanin and I expressed in this thread may have changed since we first wrote about them, especially in regards to whether Melanin is actually a Topa or not. We struggled with that question, sometimes flip-flopping on it, for almost half a year. Year and a half. We finally decided that Melanin is effectively a fictive blah 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 words.
No, you gotta read that.
I know, I kind of fell apart through that.
I just realized the best part about Mist God did not get posted, or he change this post so it's edited out and it's in the doc.
Okay. You want me to pull that up instead?
Yeah, if you'd like.
Let's see.
I need to know what that is.
Yeah.
So. Okay, yeah, so he edited this and now it's even crazier.
Or it was even crazier.
Once again, I'm Mist God, the Topa Wizard. Or Extraordinary Wizard. I'm gonna be the Topa Wizard from now, though.
Yeah. But she's not an ordinary Topa.
Exactly. Yeah, my name's Mist God. I'm 50 years old and have...
Whoa!
Yeah, here's the thing. You look at his profile and he looks like fucking I'm a 25-year-old badass.
Wait, no.
He has a DeviantArt where you can see pictures of him, too.
Oh, no. Okay, here we go. I'm Mist God and I'm the Topa Wizard. I'm 50 years old and I have an enhanced imaginary companion for 38 years named Melian or Melanin. She may be a Topa.
So he made her up when he was 12?
Yep.
Oh.
This guy doesn't have friends. She may be a Topa. She may not be, but I do believe the idea of a thought form or Topa is plausible.
So has this guy been writing about this Topa since, like, fucking CompuServe?
Yep, writing down about her in his composition notebooks.
But I am somewhat dubious of any claim to have a fully independent second sentient mind in the body, and of phenomenon such as possessing for an extended period of time. I don't think people are lying about what they're experiencing. But I just think the self-delusion is an illusion very similar to my melanin. Tulpe are mental figments or hallucinations of my opinion. Also, a tulpe is pretending you have hair. That was a bad joke. Moving on.
Edit points.
I channel melanin onto the internet, opening myself up to her and feeling her emotions and imagining her words. Feels like a form of method acting. I also get flash visions from her and hear her voice.
Oh no, it's Jared Leto.
I'm in melanin character now. I can't tell where Mist God ends and the melanin begins.
I have frequent dreams where melanin is the subject of, or the dream is from her perspective.
Wait, you think about your imaginary friend all the time and you're surprised she shows up in your dreams?
Yes. She's semi-independent and that when I channel her online, I'm portraying or directing her. A lot of melanin just happens.
They're semi-independent!
I call it a daydream on autopilot. So how many posts has he pretended to make, do you think?
Mm-hmm. You mean that he made from Melanin's point of view?
Yeah, but since it's a daydream on autopilot, he doesn't actually post.
Positronic, do you have posts from her point of view?
I think there are some later in this thread.
She has her own account.
Okay.
Yeah.
She has her own account.
I want, I want Positronic to read hers.
I will read hers.
Okay.
As funny as it would be for me to read it. In the same exact voice.
No, I think Positronic has the perfect voice for her.
Where was it?
I don't mean to any harm.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if I was reading that. I was going through it. I don't mean any harm or insult when I state that I think a lot of people on Tulpa Info are doing something very similar to with their Tulpas. In my opinion, Tulpas are your mind's subconscious role-playing. There is, of course, no way to prove that it is a fact. I'm going to continue to talk about my experiences, and to be open and honest, I have about my opinions. I have learned the hard way that not to hide the fact that I have some natural doubts about many of the claims of the Tulpa Mancers on Tulpa Info.
The more you talk, the more you become George W. Bush.
Yeah, no problem. I know, it fluctuates. And then there's a quote.
I got Tulpa.
Here's a quote.
She's my best friend.
There has been no conclusive evidence presented to me that Tulpas are in fact a separate consciousness in the brain. It is an extraordinary thing to claim. Extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. And that was my best Carl Sagan impression.
Good job.
I don't think, was Carl Sagan a 19th century British gentleman? No.
Oh, and then here's another quote. If I'm ever proven wrong in a big way, there will be an extraordinary day, and I will be very happy to be proven wrong. By Mistgod, the Tulpa Wizard. Now, hey, Melanin, get your butt over here and say some words.
Oh, hi! David and I just realized something important, and we need to say this to the world! Any person who has a statements and personal opinions substantiated or not from an old silly nerd and his really girly imaginary friend is weak beyond belief!
Oh, shit!
We believe in internet dwarfism. If a forum is strong, it will survive. If it is weak, it will justifiably die. Not because of anything we say or don't say, do or don't do, but because it was weak.
Oh.
That goes for individuals. If new members coming into a forum can't handle a bit of chaos in a forum based on subjective ideas and conflicting personalities, they are weak and won't last. They don't deserve to survive. It is internet survival of the fittest. If your mind is not strong enough to handle the internet, you should go somewhere else and do something else other than interact on an internet forum.
Believe me, Melanin, I've thought about that.
Yeah, as you should. I'm tired of saying my little self and our opinions can't hurt you. I changed my mind. Our ideas and statements of opinion can hurt you. So scary, scary.
Oh my god.
So, his imaginary friend is a social Darwinist.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's an internet Darwinist. It's completely different.
Internet Darwinist.
Tonight's role of Melanin will be played by Dot Warner.
He's not very social, so.
So there's more Mistgod stuff. This
Some
drama thread
happened with Mistgod.
Yeah, because... Let me actually open up the actual thread.
Should we read this? This is a lot.
It's a lot, but.
Let's hand Mistgod over to someone else. So
yeah,
you can have her.
So Argyle, you're gonna be Mistgod.
Terrible, give a hot potato.
Hey, what's up? It's me, Mistgod, the extraordinary wizard. Now, I want you to know that Tulpas do exist. Imaginary friends exist too. Role-playing characters exist, dream personas exist, and seem very independent. They exist, or we wouldn't be aware of them or know about them. Don't need to prove they exist, really. Now, are they really independently sentient consciousness? Whether Tulpas are independently sentient is a question that cannot be answered, even with an MRI, I think. Now, my thought form, Melanin, exists. She is there. I already know that. I don't consider her independent sentience or a separate consciousness, but a form of expression or facet of myself. I think an MRI might still pick up the activity in my brain that is associated with her when she is thinking or talking to me in her mind voice or sending me flash images or dancing.
She's sending me to Newgrounds.
Yeah.
Have you seen the hamster dance?
Time to go, I'm eating fuck cake.
Thanks, Melanin. I hadn't seen this. I'm going to show all my friends on... Oh, no. But that would not prove she is another consciousness.
It would only prove that a part of my brain is associated with my thought form apparently thinking or acting. Really, it is just a matter of perspective. We have one brain. Whether that apparent second mind is a totally separate entity or something more blended and collaborative with the host is more how you wish to perceive things.
Excuse me, barista, can I get this mind blended?
No, I would like my, I would like a large mind. A venti.
Venti?
Yes.
Just take a straw and start blowing into it. Now your mind's blown. You're welcome.
Some consider the mind to be independent of the physical brain. Some consider the brain to be the mind. Again, it is a matter of perspective. I am one of those who thinks the mind is intrinsically tied to the physiology of the brain. Since I share my brain functions with my thought form melanin, she must be considered part of me. One brain, one mind, multiple facets or expressions. She is not independent of me at all. She is me. I'm a 50-year-old man with one brain, part of which has been trained to simulate an apparently independent mind. I treat melanin like an independent person, but she is a figment of my imagination.
Next page. Huh.
Who wants to be evil?
Oh, can I be evil? Am I the reason why he leaves the form? I'm evil. In my opinion, saying melon is no thought form and just a work of imagination is delusional, because the general consensus we seem to accept and enforce more than anything is that everything that speaks in your head that sounds alien is a tulpa.
You missed a semicolon in there.
Did I? Oh, sorry. It's delusional, semicolon. And then the rest, blah, blah, blah. Whether this statement is any true is questionable, though.
Yeah, I mean...
Diminishing from Meliana and Miss Good's credibility sounds like elitism more than anything. Elitism.
Elitism on a forum.
Elitism and discrimination more than the former, actually. Because we'd be judging someone for having a different experience. An experience, nevertheless. I am no fan of the bloggy posts. I dislike them in all honesty. But it's interesting to see, every now and then, how Topos react, and how Marianne, the thought form, using the thought form term because I don't truly know what else to use with Miskot's opinion, reacts. This is supposed to be an open community, in which law-abiding members are welcome, as long as they don't really pose such a huge bother to other members. Look back at Miss God's history, though. Has this place not been able to improve his situation? Make a change? Teach him the things he knows today so that he can improve? If we are to just toss around the whole "Boo, Miss God treats men in this way" ideology, in a way, we are imposing our own beliefs on Miss God. And topomancy, being a sensitive topic it is, people can have all sorts of different experiences. I do not like Miss God.
I don't like you either, pal.
No. Say that to my face!
Do not get the wrong idea. But I owe him respect for his age and for his status as a member. We should not impose our own beliefs on this member. The world of topomancy is so wide. I adhere with Miss God's usage of large science. We are like children
swimming. Ah, large science!
I always knew Miss God was in the pocket of large science.
Ah, yes, I'd like to order a large science.
You mean a venti?
Yes, a venti science.
Do you want a side of global warming? Anyway, we are like children swimming in the incessantly growing universe. We have so much to learn, so much to explain. Miss God has contributed to that in some ways. Miss God, if I can give you a tip, and it's something I've noticed seeing less in your posts recently. Oh, oh, we're going that
just
way.
Okay. The tip.
Just the
Miss
tip.
Miss God, if I can give you a tip, speak of Melian less when replying to users with a question. We all respect your situation and position, but please... Speaking of Melian all that much only really works to give us a negative image of you. The whole attention whore. we would like to see your own opinions more. Why you think that way? You could even make submissions if you feel like it. Do as you wish.
Oh, wow. Before we go on to Miss God's last tirade, if you look at that link, turns out it was posted yesterday.
Oh.
What?
So there's a fun little story, but we'll get to that in a second. Go ahead and then finish up on Miss God.
Yeah, it's Argyle.
Yeah. Hey, it's me, Miss God. I'm back again. Okay.
Hi.
Now, I'm feeling like being totally honest tonight in a big way. I told a moderator I wasn't going to say this in public, but I am going to say it after all. I think this forum, the way it is designed and its emphasis, encourages people to be dishonest and to exaggerate. Can you believe that?
Oh my god, exaggeration on the internet.
On the Tulpa forums, no less. I think there is a fundamental flaw somewhere. I came here wanting to tell the truth about my experience. What I write seems so weak compared to the utterly ridiculous and outrageous claims I've read on this forum. I don't know if they are true or not, but they seem outrageous and therefore probably are exaggerations. I think the reason, and the very thing that causes people to want to exaggerate, is the general insistence that tulpas are independent conscious minds. There's little room for anything else. I think tulpas are cool enough without that insistence on sentience. It was a mistake for this forum and this community to make that a central precept of tulpamancy. That is my blunt opinion. As the Grand High Tulpamancer, I also think that insistence on sentience is misleading new people wanting to try it out. They get caught up in it, and what you end up with is something more like a religion than a science. I'm sorry, but that is my blunt, honest, from the feeling hearts on this. I fucked that up. I am sorry, but that is my blunt, honest, from the heart feelings on this.
I don't know. I kind of like that better.
And after that, he deleted his account for a while.
Nice.
That's a sequel.
Yep. But, you know, let's get to some fun talking about our tulpas.
But you need to know, Miss God had an epiphany apparently yesterday called "Tulpas are a pseudoscience delusion."
Holy shit!
Did he get into a fight with Melissa?
Yeah, I was just going through his DeviantArt, and all of a sudden this popped up. And it's not worth reading the whole thing because he's just kind of going crazy and bringing up the whole Tulpa thing. But the first line is really good. Melon has been fighting with people all week over this. Let me make it real simple. I, the creator of Melon, do not believe any of your imaginary creations are actually real people. And that's all I wanted to read.
His avatar is my imaginary friend thinks you have serious mental problems.
So, to boil it all down is, none of your guys' imaginary friends are real, but mine is.
I have the only one. And, so, actually, scroll down to the bottom. Can you read me what the last picture says? The last image?
I am not a stupid tulpa.
Alright. Let's go to favorite tulpa quotes.
Yeah. Here, I'll start it off.
I love some of the thread titles on this.
I'm Lucid Havoc. What are some things your tulpa has said that have been deep? Or meaningful, or funny, or otherwise stood out to you? Personally, my two favorites are as follows. So the first quote was from a few weeks ago, where I was in school and heard some girl naming off Ninja Turtles, and I thought to myself, she's missing one with a name that starts with an R! At this point...
Fucking fake nerd girl!
Yep, well, at this point, Gumdrop jumped in with, Ronald! Ronald the Ninja Turtle! That one made me smile. And another time, rather recently, I suggested the two of us go on an adventure in the Wonderland, which he gleefully responded with, a sexy adventure?
Ooh, that voice, though.
He's a silly little guy, but I've had the occasional serious conversation where he becomes upset for me doubting myself or doubting his sentience. He usually becomes bitter for about an hour or two after, but like the best of friends, we always try to make it through. Those are just a few experiences of my tulpa communicating. I'd like to hear some of yours, and yeah, I'm pretty new here, but I've been lurking for a bit. Take it easy on me.
I like how they refuse to put spaces between commas.
Yeah.
It's a space.
Tulpas might live in those spaces.
I'm Zayton. Me, Alice. I'm using this name, but you could call yourself anything you want. Silence. Why can't I be called Alice? Me, dot, dot, dot. And thus she chose her name.
Good job, is this, Alice.
Is this in the right board, or is this off topic?
Your favorite thing that Alice had ever said.
Like, I think my name should be Alice.
Oh, Alice, you're such a silly tulpa.
Hi, I'm Ned! Pineapple. Her first word.
Aw.
Oh, hope you got that on tape.
Tulpa tape.
Oh my god, glitch the third. B, browsing D. Luna. Oh, we should try that. Me. Let me go see. I need to see if that's on frankwest.xyz.
That's kind of close to what Bobby Bobson said. I could do that to you after watching porn. Go figure.
Oh, crap. It's like G plus 3 has a small collection.
Oh, yeah.
Pruria's best words. 17/11/2012. Quote of the day. Oh, look, a bird runs up and pigeon flies away. Then I think she
then she says the N-word.
She just yells the N-word. Just realizing how horribly rude that is, I still scold her for it. That's more than rude, dude.
I just realized that was rude. To call a pigeon a racial slur. Only now have I realized this.
Okay, 24/11/2012. Quote of the day. Look at shower. Warm? Yes, Marina, warm. Fuck warm!
I agree, fuck warm.
Fuck warm.
1/12/2012. Quote of the day. See rainbow for first time. Huge gas kisses me. Kiss on a rainbow! And then she started saying more racial stuff. 10/12/2012. Quote of the day. I'm just so afraid that one day you'll just leave. I will, was her reply. You will? I won't. You will or you won't, make up your mind, jokingly. I'll change, but I'll always be here.
He lives in you.
And then, 18/12/2012. Quote of the day. So how long do you want us to force for? Meh. 30 minutes? No more. 45? More. An hour? More. 3 months? More? Less.
Wait.
One?
Time out. Three what now?
3 months? 3 months? More? Less. One? Yeah. You want me to force for a month? No, I thought she was forcing for a moth. Give or take a second. None of that really matches up to the hilarious N-word thing, right?
On page 2, Lucid Havoc almost has a moment of self-awareness.
Oh.
Read it. So, asking him to say something for the thread only resulted in a profound uttering of the word penis. Oh, how mature of him. Like, yeah. How mature of that your mind to say penis and put it on a thread. I wonder who would be that immature.
Well, that's a lot of not liking black people.
Almost. What?
So who wants to read about baby Tulpe?
Sure.
All right.
Sounds adorable.
All right. I'll be Arachnid's Grip / Rick. I am a homestuck. Riska. Hello, everybody. I've been asking myself, I've been the only Tulpa that has crossed through the baby phase? And then it came to my mind. How would look the other Tulpe as babies? So, hosts, post a picture of how your Tulpa would look as a baby. G-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g. Here's mine. PD. Yeah, I looked so as a baby. XD. I am a troll.
And then Miss God's Talpa posts in the thread.
Yeah, all right.
I'm my own person, excuse me.
Miss God's Talpa has 1,500 posts.
Whoa.
I'm very prominent.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Where is she?
Second post.
Yeah.
Glitch the third is her?
No, Glitter or, Button.
No, it's in the actual thread.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what? I'll just do Melian quickly because it's a small one.
Okay.
All right. Here, I'm just parroting all these characters. All right.
Cute. Oh, I don't think Miss God will be posting a picture of me as a baby, though.
This confirms that she was a baby when he started imagining her, and that's
exactly.
Well, to be fair, he was twelve, so.
Wanted a younger sister, but he just got a Talpa.
Ugh. What are the odds on Miss God actually drawing that avatar?
Zero.
Yeah, absolutely zero. He cannot draw that well. What are the odds on him drawing his own avatar? 100%. It's on his DeviantArt account.
It is.
So, yeah.
By him? Yeah, you can get like a full, you can see like the full body picture.
Yeah, his wife is there too.
He got married?
He has a wife?
He has a wife, yeah.
And back to DeviantArt. Alright, now this is our episode.
is the body okay looking? Because the face is alright.
I think some of those pictures are just him taking a page out of a coloring book.
Yeah, probably.
No?
Because you see some of his actual art, and it's like, eh. But then you see, like, his thing there at the very top, and it, like, looks nice.
Yeah. Like the dragon castle.
Huh.
So is he, like, tracing or something? Because, like, Glitterbutt's avatar looks decent, so yeah. I don't know.
No, Melian gets a lot of fan art, and there are actually some people who cosplay her.
Oh.
Good thing we decided to rename her Melanin, because she is white as fuck.
Okay, who else was in this thread? There's Glitch the Third. Was mentioned in
this third? Okay. Elise was a baby for all about 20 minutes, not counting the time she spent in the womb as a barely developed consciousness. Glossing over that. And then we put her in stasis for a couple months to age up because none of us wanted to change diapers or any of the other crap that nobody goes with having a kid. Mind kid.
What?
It's a step up of having a monkey as a kid.
Oh, and then Miss Wait. God is here, of course. Oh, that is convenient. That's all he says.
Thanks.
My name's Miss God. I'm the Tulpa Wizard.
I'm Phoenix Spectrum. Fade, I don't think anyone's ever been a baby in our mindscape. The gods started out in early teens, and most of them decided to age along with me. The closest we ever had was a baby in the mindscape was Drobby. My voice has changed dramatically. When he aged down, I think, four for a while. What?
Yeah, he aged so slid. You never heard of that?
He de-aged to 4 years old for a while?
Oh, can someone read Chuppy? The post...
Hi, I'm Chuppy. Goopy on IRC. I'm an admin. So, you better respect me. Mine never went through a baby phase. They were visualized and brought to life as roughly the age they appear. Lyra has changed her stated age around a couple times now, but not by very much and with little to no significant change to her appearance. By the way, if you post a thread like this, it might be interesting to make a poll. Check, I want to make a poll when you're creating the thread. You should even be able to make this one a poll after the fact if you click edit on the OP post.
Okay, so...
Thanks for giving us how a forum works.
But the interesting thing is, look at the stuff below his post.
Yeah, his signature.
Yeah, tell us about his Talpa.
My Chupi's Talpas are Lyra, a human female. She's about 17. Evan, a boy, about 14, was an Eevee. So he was the Pokemon Eevee.
He evolved into a Talpa.
What evolution stone turns you into a human boy?
The imagination stone.
Anera, she's an anime-styled girl. She's about 12. Lyra made her. So she's a tulpa. Yeah. and then there's a link to my blog. Time expectations are bad. Forcing time targets are good, though.
What is that?
Right. Off so to I have a blog.
ChupiTulpa.tumblr.com.
I have a good Mist God thread. Or who wants to be Mist God now?
It's between you, me, and Miss Blank, I believe.
If someone else wants to take it.
I was like, if Detslo wants to go back to his Mist God origins.
Why not?
Or yeah, why not?
I haven't read anything other than that one sentence in a while.
Oh. Yeah, you need more.
what am I reading?
I just linked it in the chat.
Your Tulpa's ever send you money? Spend your money.
If they sent me money, then damn.
I know, I read it as sent first. I'm like, oh, this is weird. These people are getting mystery
You'll
money.
You'll never see me again, but here is $20 for the child.
Except I accidentally just closed it. Okay, here we go. My name is Mistgod, the Tulpa Wizard. Okay, folks. Ever since Melanin went public, she and my stepdaughter... Oh, he has kids.
Oh, dear.
Went public?
Went
public? Like, what, on the New York Stock Exchange?
Yep.
Trending downwards for some reason.
She and my stepdaughter have become dear friends.
Oh, no.
I don't think his daughter is real.
I fucking hope not.
They... Oh, God, this is weird. I don't like this. They talk to each other online on Facebook. They go shopping online together as well. Melon has access to my PayPal and bank accounts. She buys my stepdaughter dresses and things they find together.
No.
She buys my stepdaughter dresses. Wait.
don't read it twice, please.
She buys my stepdaughter dresses. and things that they find together. Melon just bought this coat for her. Stepdaughter doesn't know about it yet.
Okay, say stepdaughter like you should, like weirdos say mother.
Stepdaughter. doesn't know about it yet. No worries. She doesn't go on Tulpa info, as far as we know.
So she doesn't know that you're. No.
Anyways, here's the coat. So we open that link, and it says woman's worsted color. or worsted. color matching double
woman's
breasted.
Woman's worsted color matching double breasted beam waist voile stitch lean plicated ruffles
Dress
long edition
Lily
stylish
like
coat.
One of those scam websites?
What?
Isn't it like one of those scam websites where everything's cheap and they send you a really low quality thing?
Maybe.
I don't know, but if you look at the first picture, it looks like it's on a model, as in a mannequin, not a actual person.
Mm-hmm. Also, it looks like it's got like a tutu sewn into the bottom of it.
Yeah, like some...
What the fuck?
Like it's got a petticoat, but a really low quality one with mesh instead.
Yeah, I mean, at this moment,
welcome
it's
to Fashion Talk with the Extra Credit Crew.
On sale.
I hate everything about this coat, to be honest.
Look at that stitching. That's the worst.
Okay, here we go. It was totally on sale for $39, down from $93. Melanin already had a virtual version of it on her Dreamscape Mansion closet and will be wearing it.
What?
But she just had to buy one for someone.
So she has a mansion in your head. What? God, the taxes you must pay.
So she's a Barbie doll that talks to her stepdaughter.
I'm a Barbie girl.
In the mental world.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
With my stepdaughter.
Melanin also bought her big, floppy, eared plush bunny from Christmas, and the present is wrapped in under the tree labeled from Mistgod Melanin. My question is, does your Tulpa go shopping and spend your money? And then there's like an edit. Melon just corrected me. It's not a dress, it's a coat. And then there's another one. She corrected me again. It was $30. I need to be paying attention to what I'm told.
So this
That's right, bitch.
imaginary friend of yours, which you keep claiming over and over again does not have any actual physical presence or any like any realness to it, is getting your stepdaughter gifts.
Yep.
And writing from Elena. Oh, God.
Does your imaginary friend spend your money too, guys?
Hi, I'm Arachnid's Grip / Shriek again, and this is Riska. In fact, we tried to stop Elle from wasting money. Last time he went to the mall, he entered a shop called Insomnio, and there were Star Wars and Game of Thrones shirts. He wasted like $32 in just that store from the $40 he took. Then he bought a hamburger! Then he had only left like $6 to use in the cinema. Luckily, he stopped. If his best friend wasn't there, he wouldn't even had money to go on a taxi or a bus. But does anyone listen to poor Riska? Nope.
I
really hate you, Arachnid's Grip.
So you just you blame imaginary friend for your lack of financial control?
No!
That's what I do.
He bought for himself. You know, he could just, your imaginary friend could just change, you know, their appearance at will. It's spending money that really does it.
Nyx just makes me sad.
I don't make very much. Woes of being self-employed. So Jack doesn't ask me to buy anything for him. He does encourage me to save money, however. We plan to spend it on experiences instead of things. And he makes it a point that it should be something that both of us want to do, not just him.
Too bad your Tope is Jack from the movie Jack.
Oh, I thought his Topo was Rick Deckard from Blade Runner, because that's his avatar.
Hi, I'm Lumines. I love the moon. Rayson gave one of my friends a loan not too long ago. It was a small loan of $1 million. I mean, $300. But I would have done so myself anyway.
Nice.
I barely value
Trump
money in the first place over actual needs, either of me or others, and my Tulpa's even less so. That is to say, Rayson would never buy some cheap hat in TF2 for $40 like I would.
Cheap? 40?
Yeah, that's a cheap hat, all right. But she didn't even hesitate to loan a friend money so they could continue eating. Honestly, I can't really comment well on how my tulpas think about money because it's too similar to how I think about money.
Wonder why!
That was the only time any of my tulpas ever spent my money, though, because it was a necessity. Also because I'm too busy spending all of my money on TF2 hats.
What does your little signature thing say?
It says, "Hi, I'm Lumi, host of Raisin, Tui, Flander, and Lucilin. Everyone deserves to love and be loved. It's human nature. My tulpas and I have a Q&A thread, which was the first and largest of its kind. Feel free to ask us stuff."
Okay. I'm fading Spectrum. Ha 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 ha! That would indicate I have money to spend. If I did, the guys would definitely get a say in what we spend it on. That's a different voice than I used for him earlier.
It's okay.
It's changing, you know, it's just changing his appearance and
yeah,
sound.
He's parroting someone else.
Oh, you need to read his signature.
We are a soul bonding system with topomatic influences. Ugh. Our host is Fade, and the general leader figure is Troy. Fade, Medea, Stephen, Ariel, Jamie, Olive, Druby, Demetrius, Nahare, Troy. Nahare is being an extremely charming narcissist. Olive is most adorable.
Oh, I bet Olive wrote that.
Fuck the rest.
Man, these Tyler Perry movies are getting weird.
Medea's big tulpe.
Okay.
Medea goes to tulpe.
Medea goes to tulpa.info.
Medea becomes soul bound.
Medea forces a tulpa.
Hi, I'm Savato, and I'll be posting as my tulpa Varia today.
Too bad only like 5 minutes of that movie involves a tulpa. The rest is about Christian values and struggling marriage. Well, anyway, go
on. Hi, I'm Varia. Yeah, I occasionally encourage Savato to buy something because he's quite stingy with his money. Mostly I let him call the shots, though. I don't think I have enough experience with the physical world or self-control to be in a position in which I would be able to spend money. Has been working out pretty well for us thus far.
So, extra credit, what did we learn?
I learned I'm not the only one with a Rainbow Dash tulpa.
That tulpas are a toy for all ages. You can be in high school or 50 years old.
I've been parroting as my tulpa this whole time.
Oh, my.
Your parrot accent is terrible.
Yeah. my tulpa is Rob, the friendly parrot.
So, Rob, what did you learn today?
I learned that I can't do a parrot voice. I don't know. This is... I've heard about the tulpa in relation to My Little Pony. That's the most I had understanding of stupid nerds and their tulpas. But this is somehow even more pathetic and strange.
Oh wow, the Toll Podcast.
Yeah, there's a Toll Podcast, and look who's in the first episode.
Oh no.
Oh,
a good friend.
Who is it?
It's Mist God!
Does he host it?
Hey, it's Mist God. I'm the Tulpa Wizard.
Oh, God.
This post was last modified 2 days ago. This is current?
I guess.
What is this?
It's a 2-hour-long episode.
So she's real, but she's not real.
What's episode 6?
2 hours of that.
Ponies!
Of course. In this episode, I introduced the worker by the name of Amat Scintilla and his equine friend.
Oh, guys, my God.
Well, I learned that I have a new favorite podcast.
So, in the pilot episode with Miss God, if you click on the link, the study... The title of it is called Varieties of Tulpa Experiences, Sentient Imaginary Friends, Embodied Joint Attention, and Hypnotic Sociality in a Wired World.
Sister post on
And it's very
tulpas.
Wordy.
Threesomes?
And there's lots of weird
Don't have
art.
Threesomes with your tulpa.
They have a Ganymede, too.
Oh, God. Okay.
Wait. Here we go. And...
No!
Oh no, Ganymede!
She was in the dock.
Bitches don't know about her tulpa.
I wonder if she's a part of the tulpa podcast.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Perhaps ask her who her tulpa is.
The picture. Okay, we gotta leave. Okay. If you wanna learn brag about your tulpa, head on over to Ball Pit. It's BLLP.IT. So where can you find our stuff, Ash 2?
If you want to hear more about the Tulpa podcast, then go to
community.tulpa.info.
Oh, you mean our show? Oh, that shit's over at.
Yeah, fuck those other guys. Don't.
THEFMIN.US.
Yeah, we're on Patreon. So you can give us money for.
We're on Patreon now. Don't forget about that.
You give us money for, equipment updates and. Hosting fees and domain name stuff.
Just go to patreon.com/extra credit.
Yeah, our tulpas are not spending this money.
And our tulpas will not be spending this money, so...
I can't promise that.
Super happy that Grass Dragon has actually been our first honorary snake tier contributor. So, yay!
Rainbow Badash does not have access to my bank account.
Alright, so...
Also, my equipment's great.
There.
Goodbye.
All right. Bye!
Bye!
Where are you, Mist God?
User spotlight, Mist God and Million.
There we go. Oh, okay. This guy's special. Just looking at... So... Wow, should we just cut all that out and start over? Because this is completely fucking different.
Yeah, this is completely fucking different, and... We might just want
to
start this.
We might not need to cut it out. We might just need to realize that we stumbled across...
Oh, no, now...
Oh, God, okay, yeah. Reed, come on, I need to know. I need to hear this.
Did you just call me Kumquat?
Yes, hello!
No, I said come on. I said come on. Yes, hello!
Yes, hello, my name's Miss God.
Oh my God, it's Kumquat! He's making tulpas now.
I'm 50 years
what
old and
now?
Having an...
Oh my gosh.